Welcome to our December 19th Shamanic Mentorship Session. This is a beautiful time to gather right at the solstice. Feels like we're going to have a little full moon action happening around the solstice, so that's exciting. I find it interesting that the full moon is right around the solstice time when we're actually the darkest day of the year, the longest night of the year, while we have this big, beautiful, bright moon in the sky, and I really love that juxtaposition. So I just want to say hey to everybody. Thank you for being here. I want to say hi to everybody who will be watching the recording of this. Tonight, I'll share a little bit, and we'll do a little bit of mojo, and then I'm going to actually step off the recording, turn it over to Aaron and Sandra. Sandra will continue the hosting and technical duties. Thank you so much. And Aaron is going to lead you in a shamanic journey for the solstice. And whatever she has planned, I have not talked to her about what she'll be doing. I'm doing this for two reasons. One, because in February, I'm going to miss a session because I'm assuming this is going to happen. I haven't bought my ticket yet, but I'm planning to be in Peru for a plant dieta, which means I will be off grid in the jungle, no possible way to be in connection with you. Otherwise, I would do the session. I would host the session from Peru, but I won't be able to do that. And I actually want to give Aaron and Sandra an opportunity to take over the reins and feel comfortable doing that. It's really great to have them here, not only to share their medicine, but to be able to fill in if I'm not able to be here. I have not missed a session for almost a year and a half now. So, it's probably time for me to, you know, take a little break or something. But also, I really like to do this. Even just sharing this with you all every 2 weeks keeps my consistency flowing. And it's really great for me, too. It really is. And so knowing that I have to be here every 2 weeks is a great commitment for me to hold myself accountable. And it's been very activating in a good way. It's really amped up my medicine work because I show up no matter how I feel. However, working out yesterday, I hurt myself. I hurt my lower back. And so I'm going to turn over. That's the second reason I'm going to step out a little early. I'm going to turn it over to them. And I'm going to go put a heating pad on my back. I'm going to do some self-care because I love that I'm working out. I love that I'm letting myself get strong. And I pushed a little hard yesterday. I thought I was being all like, and I was, and then my body went, what are you doing? You are not a bodybuilder. So my lower back has been definitely talking to me today. And so it's a good learning experience to, you know, have some more grace and ease, even as I'm letting my body get strong and recognize that it's good to just be patient with all of that. But it really is a great opportunity for Aaron and Sandra to really hold it without me being here, which is exciting in a lot of ways for me because, you know, I've been doing this work, not online, but I've been doing this work for almost two decades now, and I have not until the last year or so felt comfortable to let apprentices teach. And it's really exciting to have new energies and new medicines coming through to share with you all, because if you just get it from me, that's great. And it's just, it's limited. It's only one thread in the mosaic because each of you brings medicine. Each of you brings amazing medicine. So I'm excited. And I just want to say thank you to Aaron and Sandra for being willing to do that. I texted Aaron today and said, I hurt my back. I want you to take over tonight. So she's jumping in. Good job. And we've got some other advanced students who've wanted to step into apprenticeship. So hopefully some of them in the next year or two can start sharing as well. I'm looking at you, Tracy Prater. I don't know if Marianne's been talking about that too. I don't know if she's on tonight. I think she's doing a little solstice mojo tonight. But it really is exciting to me to be creating a lineage in such a way that other students can step up to lead. That's exciting for them to step up, but it's also a big learning experience for me to let go of the reins as a teacher and trust that you're going to get what you need. And I know that Aaron can hold it down. I'm very excited for whatever you'll end up doing. And thank you for letting me do a little self-care tonight, because I feel like that's really important for me to do. And that's another way for me to be an example to each of you. If I tell you to do self-care and then I don't do it, that doesn't really work, does it? So I'm going to heed my own advice and do that. Our next session, just so you know, our next session will be January 2nd, right after the Gregorian calendar New Year. I will definitely be there for that. I'm really excited to meet with you right after the New Year. And I really, like I said before, I like to use the solstice as my time of new year and setting intentions. But I also know it's right before Christmas and people are going out of town. And sometimes it's not possible to do your intention setting and being intentional with that time as the moon and the light and the sun are shifting that change in the wheel. So if you have to do it around January 1st, that's totally fine too. Really, any time of the year is a great time to decide tomorrow is a new day. So don't get caught up if you're not able to do something right at the solstice this weekend. And don't stress if you can't do it right at January 1st either. Whenever is resonant for you to say, now I set my intentions, now I begin. Because all of this stuff is really just containers that we've made up anyway. So just work with what's resonant for you. I want to remind everybody that we were doing 80 days of gratitudes in our journals. I'm curious if you want to share in the Facebook group how you've kept up with that. You know, I'm sure there's days you've forgotten, there's days I've forgotten, but there's day, and then I went out of town for Thanksgiving and forgot to take my journal. So before I went to sleep, I would go over my gratitudes in my head, and I found it to be a really wonderful practice to get back into. I hadn't done it in a while, and we were doing it up until the solstice. So that's this weekend. So I hope some of you have been able to do that, and feel free to let us know how that feels for you and if you're going to keep doing it. I know that for me, it definitely helps me refocus, especially if I start focusing on things that don't feel supportive, especially at the holidays where it can get really interesting because everybody's energies are kind of amped up. They're either amped up really happy or amped up really not. And I was standing in line at the post office with a bunch of people who were really not, as you can well imagine, because there's a line out the door. And what I've been doing, same thing happening at the grocery store before the snow came. There's just lines and lines. And I've just found myself using that as an opportunity to recognize things I appreciate about the people around me. And I like to tell them if I have the opportunity, I really love your hair. I love your sweater. What great shoes. How are you doing? Like, I even chatted with a lady about how we both had our groceries set up very OCD so that the bag boy would be sure to put the big stuff at the bottom. I had done that and she had done that. So we started chatting and joking about it, and just nice to see everybody relax. So I find that at this time of year, I really like to just be very intentional to share gratitude about what I appreciate about other people, because there can be a lot of stress for people at this time. There can be a lot of grief, a lot of loneliness. And I make an effort to use this time of year, especially to remember to say, hey, I like your glasses, or say hello to little kids or whatever, you know, hold the door open for somebody who is bringing in 15 packages to, Sandra, whoever's messing with it, stop messing with the thing here. I totally lost my video here, so hopefully y'all can still see me. I have no clue what's going on here. Thank you. Don't touch anything, anybody. Don't touch anything. Somebody was coming into the post office, and she had two kids in tow and about 15 packages, so I ran back and opened the door. You all probably do that anyway. This time of year is a great time of year to just breathe and slow down, because a lot of people are feeling a lot of amplified energy. So one of the things I want to talk about before I turn it over to Aaron and Sandra for some solstice mojo was Jan had asked me a question. She sent an email asking about cutting cords with sinus issues, for example. The main thing I want to start with first, because I get this question a lot, is we are not cutting anything. Let me just be super clear to shift your languaging around that. I know that most people probably don't realize they're saying cutting cords, but I never talk about cutting cords. If you see the recording, it says clearing cords and forgiveness, or cord clearing and forgiveness. It's always clearing. And though that's probably what most people mean when they say cord cutting to me, and if you're saying cord cutting, you're saying a very different thing than what we're doing. And I want to mention that because it's not just semantics, it's an energetic thing. And I've mentioned this before, but it's a great reminder, especially as you're doing these intentions at the new year. Don't cut anything. If you're cutting something, if you're trying to cut it and remove it from your situation, you're in resistance. What you resist persists. You all know that. That's like level, like 101. you know, law of the universe kind of thing, which I'm pretty sure that everybody here knows. So I want to remind you that we're not cutting cords. I'm all about integration. I spent years cutting cords and nothing really shifted for people. It would loop back around and loop back around and loop back around. And that's why the guides that I work with started teaching me about integration and about how to clean up the energy in a way that integrates without being in resistance or defense, which just creates more of what you don't want. Having said that, that doesn't mean you just put up with things that don't feel resonant for you, right? It doesn't mean that just because we're clearing it, it doesn't mean you can't remove it from your situation. You can totally allow something that doesn't feel resonant or feel healthy to leave your situation, leave your experience without cutting it. So I know that that's common sense for a lot of you, but I really did want to mention that again. And Jan, it's not just you. Everybody asks me about cutting cords. And I really like to clarify that we're not cutting. Because once you get that shift in your head, it really shifts the energy and starts changing things for you in a big way. The more you can be aware of any resistance, the less you'll have it. And again, this doesn't mean be a doormat to things that are happening. At the same time, the most graceful, easeful way to heal and shift and change and transform things is to not be in resistance. So finding that balance of having healthy boundaries while also not being in resistance is really powerful. And Jan, you had asked specifically about sinus issues and can you clear cords with things like that? You totally can. As you mentioned in your email, you know, you want to get to the root cause of what's going on energetically. And if my back weren't hurting, I would totally go into that with you tonight on the session, but I don't feel like I'm going to be as focused as I need to be to do that with you right now, because my body is definitely talking to me louder than my guides right now. So, however, what I would normally do is a journey with you to find out what's going on with your sinuses, and sinuses, especially, I don't know if it's allergies or what you have going on, but I know that allergies are about irritations and letting things irritate us. It's really good. I don't have my book on me, but I can grab it to see what sinuses refer to specifically. But it's definitely, you know, symbolically, it's a clearing, it's a clogging up of the head so that there's a lack of clarity, and that's something to sit with. And as you mentioned in your email, Jan, it's really good to get to the source of that. And if you're not clear what the source is, then you can definitely start with cord clearing. And you can do cord clearing with people, places, situations, things, experiences. So yes, you can do a cord clearing and forgiveness with your sinuses. You can do a cord clearing and forgiveness with, like, if your knee has been bothering you for years, and you're just having a hard time being patient and being compassionate, you can do a cord clearing and forgiveness with your knee to just let your knee know, I am sorry for not being patient with you. And, you know, anytime I hurt you or took your power by not being patient and not being loving and compassionate, because you're really talking to yourself through talking to your knee or your sinuses or whatever's going on, it definitely will only help. It will not hurt. You can always do a cord clearing with anything. If you grew up in a house that has some really wonky memories and you've done all sorts of clearing with the people and the experience, you can definitely do clearing with that house, with that building, with a school building, or, you know, you can do it with really situations. Maybe there was a group situation and you just want to clean up the energy with all the people there. You do a cord clearing forgiveness with everybody who was there as a group. And then you also clean up the energy of that space. And then you go ahead and step out of that space and let that be cleaned and cleared. But that's also part of Jan's speaking to you specifically, since you were just in the training in Arkansas. If you're working with spaces, physical spaces, you can also activate the energetic grid in order to cleanse, clear, transform the energy, which I would also do in your sinus area. But I sense that there's some cloudiness, some clogging happening in the sinus area, which fogs up the brain, which is impeding your ability to receive clarity. So if I were in your physical shoes, I would do some clearing, energetic clearing with my sinuses. You know, if you feel the need to do cord clearing with your sinuses, you can, especially if you haven't been patient with yourself and your situation. And I would then ask my guides to allow some healing and at the very least support me in getting clarity on why I am letting my head fog up. So, and that's kind of a catch-22 because you're needing clarity because there's lack of clarity. So that's an interesting one to sit with, but that's definitely what I would do. As I would ask my guides, I would ask the Munari to do some psychic and energetic surgery. I would also link in with, if it only happens a certain time of year, for those of you who have allergies a certain time of year, or if you have sinus issues a certain time of year, or whatever it is, go, you know, we've done some recapitulation work before, go back and recapitulate and go back and see where it started and what was going on in your life at that time when this started, and do some soul retrieval. So if you started having sinus issues when you were 15, I would go back to right before they started when you were 15 and check in with your 15-year-old self, find out what she needs, do some soul retrieval. That will help as well. So that was a whole lot of answer to that question. And if you need me to repeat any of that, anybody on here, you can. But a great way to, just want to reiterate, a great way to bring healing to some of these long-term health issues is to go back to when they started and see if you can find out where you think that was and do some gentle soul retrieval there. I did a session earlier today with someone who's having some health issues, and we went back to where she believes it all began when she was a child and a teenager, and we did some soul retrieval, and we also shifted the energetics of what was going on there so that it will start to heal today because we've been healing it energetically from back when it started. So I hope that helps, Jan. I apologize that I don't feel focused enough right now because I'm having to sit up. My back doesn't want to do that. But I hope that helps and gives you some information on how to work with that. So yeah, that's what I'm going to offer up tonight. And I'm going to ask if Sandra, can you unmute Aaron? Does anybody have any questions about what I just shared? Does that feel like it makes sense? That might be something you have to go listen to again. But honestly, if in doubt, do soul retrieval. Even if you just do a general soul retrieval, and you can find that in a lot of these mentorship sessions or on my YouTube channel, a general soul retrieval with the intention of healing whatever you're wanting to heal will definitely help. You'll always want to try to get to the seed as much as possible. Because that's where you really start creating the long-term shifts, but soul retrieval can be a big support. So Aaron, are you feeling ready to jump in and go for it?
The answer is always yes.
You're such a good apprentice. I love it. The answer is always yes. And Sandra, you've got her back as far as the technical piece. Awesome. Thank you all so much. Blessed solstice. Mwah. Love you all. Thanks for giving me some time to go do some self-care. Aaron, I trust you. You got this. Can't wait to see the recording. Love you all. See ya. Let's see if I can figure out how to leave here. Bye.
Okay. So I did want to check in if it looks like some of you might have pen and paper, but if you don't, go ahead and grab a pen and just a sheet of paper. I'll give you just a moment here. And or get a drink of water, yes. I saw Melina drink a glass of water. Good. I'll just wait another second here. Looks like there's a couple people. There's a lot of people online too that I can't actually see, so hopefully everybody can hear me. All right, good. Looks like I'm still waiting on Anne there. So part of this, and we'll just spend just a couple of minutes on this, but this is actually one of my most favorite times of year. The winter solstice. I feel like that kind of resonates for a lot of people. And not just because it's winter solstice or because it's Christmas, but it's because we're moving into a new year. And of course, there's always this whole idea of, you know, setting new intentions for the new year, but it's really just a great time to recharge, or not only recharge, but to reflect. So I'd love to just take a few minutes just to acknowledge a few things, just kind of moving into this new year, and then we'll do some journeying around intentions and the winter solstice. So does everybody have their pen and paper? We good? Awesome. Okay. So just at the top of the sheet, I want you to, and just sit with this for a second, give yourself just a minute to really reflect on what you're really proud of from this past year. We spend so much time on focusing on what we're not doing well, what we could do better, and especially moving into the new year, focusing on, you know, what I could do better. So let's just really start with praising ourselves. Give yourself this time and let it be a little bit around self-care of just, you know, just write a couple of sentences. It doesn't have to be long. But what are you most proud of in yourself from this past year? And it falls right in alignment with gratitude, honestly. You know, we can spend a lot of time being grateful for a lot of things outside of ourselves, but sometimes we really forget to focus on ourselves. And it's so important to do that. And it's also like another piece around like celebrating. You know, if proud doesn't work for you, like what could you celebrate in yourself leaving this year, moving into 2019? And I am just going to give you another minute, honestly, because sometimes it's kind of hard when we're not practiced in that, right? We're practiced in pointing, you know, we're practiced in pointing out all the things that we haven't done well, that we could have done better. And if you're having a hard time accessing what that is, totally fine and makes sense. But I know that there's something in there that you could be proud of and celebrate. I could be wrong. Some of you might just be writing novels, and that is awesome. I love that. And just know that this is a good practice to have. You know, every once in a while of acknowledging, like, have I focused on what I'm proud of in myself that I did today or I did this week? But this whole span of the year, I know that there's something that's important to you. So the next one would be item on your list. Like there's a list that you've had of things that you've wanted to accomplish, and we call it the deja vu item because it stays on your list year after year after year. So what would be that thing that's still on your list that you haven't accomplished yet, knowing that it could possibly still be on your list for 2019, but let's just go ahead and name it. So that would be your number two. It might be more than one. If you're me, it's definitely more than one. But just like maybe, you know, something that's really important to you, that really matters to you. Awesome. Does anybody need a little more time? Good. Okay. So the third one is like, what is one tiny habit that you could actually put into practice for this new year? And when I say tiny habit, I do mean tiny habit. And the reason why I mean tiny habit is we're also very cultured and practiced in, it's the go big or go home kind of mentality. You know, like I'm going to go to the gym six times a week. And when I start the new year, right? There's a book out there called The Compound Effect. It's a really easy read, fantastic read. And it's literally about the little changes that we can make on a daily basis that has like a larger impact in our lives over a longer span of time. I think I spoke to someone who like their tiny habit was they wanted to get into shape. And instead of making this huge habit, they made it, you know, do one push-up a day. You know, so just one tiny habit. If you don't eat vegetables, maybe it's like eating 3 celery sticks a day. It doesn't really matter. I mean, that might sound a little silly, but for some people, it's what's important is that it's important to you. And like where would you be after like 6 months to a year if you had that little tiny habit that you were practicing on a regular basis? You know, it's known that energetically, it takes a very little to create transformation in your life. Very little. You can literally change your whole life by one little habit. And then, so the next thing, so what is this? 1, 2, 3, is that 4? Is that number 4 coming up? Okay. So the next one is like, what is the thing moving into the new year, knowing yourself, because you know yourself better than anybody else, what is the thing that you must avoid at all costs? An example might be, I can't bring my cell phone into the bedroom at night. Or I cannot push my snooze button. That's actually one for me. I can't do that. But what is the thing that you do know, knowing yourself, you really have to avoid at all costs if you really want to create transformation in your life? And there's no wrong answers to this, by the way. Just trust yourself. Okay. Everybody good on that one? We usually know what that one is. Okay. So the next one is, what are you, or like, what have you been most afraid of embodying? Like really embodying? Like mine for a while was embodying leader. I was really afraid of embodying, like being a full on leader in some capacity. I was really afraid of that. So that would be an example. Again, there's no wrong answers. It could be, I'm afraid of fully embodying vulnerability or fully embodying my truth or, fully embodying courage or strength, or it could have something to do with your, you know, your career, fully embodying artist, whatever means the most to you, I would imagine might be where the fear lies in. Again, really trusting yourself and what comes to you. And the second part of that question is then, like, who do you have to become in order to embody that? What are the qualities? Like, in order to embody leader, I had to become courageous. I had to also become committed. I had to become willing to be seen, willing to be heard. So who or what do you have to become in order to embody what you have most feared to embody? Okay. And then lastly, kind of tying in all of those little pieces for you that we just went over, that you just wrote down some answers to, like what would be, and I'm sure you guys have all done this before, but like what would be your theme word for 2019? You know, that being like a, I don't know why I want to say, but I want to say cauldron. It's kind of like your cauldron for your intention setting right now for the solstice. What is that power word for you? Again, no wrong answers. And no final answers either. It doesn't mean that it has to stay this way. You might change your mind, you know, in 10 minutes, and that's okay. But there's going to be a texture to what it is, because, you know, every year we're growing and we're evolving, and you guys are doing really, really good deep work and medicine work, so you know how much you've grown. Imagine this being something that you're living into this next year. Awesome. Does everybody have that word? And it's, you know, it's okay if you don't. I would imagine that even if you don't, that it's there and it'll come to you in our journey. So I don't know how you guys take me all seriously at all with these, but this is, yeah, I'm trying to take myself seriously here. But, awesome. So let that be a little guiding post for you, not necessarily in your journeying, but what that can do is really start opening up some different channels in this journeying. And then let that just be a guiding post for you and moving into the new year and what it is that you're wanting to create for yourself. Awesome. So is everybody ready to do a little bit of journeying? All right. We'll get comfified. And then Sandra, you got me if anything happens. My internet's good. Everything is good right now, but just in case. Awesome. We got like a team working now. Beautiful. If you're like Aquila, just go lay by the fire. Or was the, I need one of those. Awesome. So go ahead and close your eyes, whether you're sitting or laying down, whatever's most comfortable for you. And as so many of you are already practiced and seasoned in this journeying, and those of you that are not, go ahead and find your portal door. And as you find yourself walking through your portal door, really connect with the energy of the moon right now. We'll be slowly moving into a full moon and just noting that this is a really, really potent time for winter solstice and setting your intentions and for the new year, but also for the cycle of the moon. It's very rare that we have a full moon on Christmas. But just really allowing yourself in some way to feel bathed in the light of the moon. And letting and allowing these new channels that have opened up within you around what it is that you most fear to embody is also what I would imagine you truly desire to embody. Just as you're stepping through your portal door, find a space that really feels like winter solstice to you. Get really connected to what that is for you. Kind of this, the stark night of winter solstice, the longest night of the year. Maybe finding some solace and some space for yourself. Maybe there's snow there, maybe it's really quiet. Maybe there's a stillness there that you recognize, especially in all the busyness of this time. But a place where you can go and really nurture and nourish yourself. Just activating that space that you're in because it's a space that you can always come back and revisit. Go ahead and activate the grid there. Invite your guides in. And really ask your guides for some support here. ask your guides to bring you some clarity, and maybe you even know what your intentions are, but maybe there's even more clarity there that would help you moving into this new year. It would really help you to embody what it is that you truly desire. Go ahead and notice in this special place that was made just for you. It's just for you. It's your space. Everything is exactly where you want it. Just the way you want it. You have as much space, you have as much time as you need. And notice if there's any animals in this space or any other spirits that would like to reveal themselves to you, that would like to really help you and guide you on this winter solstice. Gabriel, Raphael, and 1 1. Is there an animal spirit there that's really calling to you? Could really assist you as if you were to embody more of that animal spirit that could help support you in fully embodying what you desire. And trust what comes to you. And notice if this animal has a gift for you. Maybe it's a message. Maybe it's a gift that they give to you. But it's to help you on your journey back from the dark and into the light. That which has been hidden is now in sight. And what is revealed to you is where there is power. Om Fue Om as a way in which you can be the light in your own darkness. If you desire more time, if you desire more space, you can embody light itself. Light does not know time or space.
Vision,
Medicina, Medicina, Vista, 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 Medicina, Medicina. Ooh. Ooh. Medicina. Wow. Wow. Medicina. Slowing down, slowing down, slowing down, slowing down. Let us see now. Stillness. Stillness. Let us see now. Oh.
Expansiveness that is seen now. Embodiment that is seen now. Creation, that is seen now. Celebration, that is seen now. I am the light in my darkness, that is seen now. There's power in my darkness. I am held in my wherever you're at in your journey, go ahead and reconnect with the moon, with Luna. And in this place that you have created for yourself for winter solstice, imagine in a way, bringing down the moon. Almost like reaching up and bringing the brightness of the moon right down into your crown chakra. Down slowly, down through your head, through your throat, allowing the light of the moon to fill every place, every cell of your body. Just cleansing and transmuting all that is no longer serving you, all that you are leaving behind in this year. That which must be given back to Pachamama, and allowing yourself to feel nourished and nurtured by the light of the moon. Literally feeling the silver, like the silver light and the white light, just literally cleansing every part of you. Filling up, becoming so bright that you are literally embodying the moon herself. You are literally becoming the light in your own darkness. Even grounding in that light into Pachamama. Again, cleansing and transmuting any little particles, anything else that is left. Even taking a deep breath in, allowing with the exhale, allowing all of that light to literally fill every cell of your body and your being. And even in this space, allowing yourself and your sacred imagination to walk around embodying the power of the moon. And what might it be like to embody all of that light this winter solstice? And imagine all of this light with all the pieces that came to you illuminating, literally becoming luminous light, illuminating all of those intentions. Illuminating them so much with all of that light that you've embodied that they cannot not be heard and felt and received by the universe. And as you're journeying back to your portal door, bring with you all of it. That sacred space that's all yours, a place that you can go anytime, bring that. Bring what has been revealed to you. Bring the gifts that have been revealed to you. Bring any new guides that have been revealed to you. And bring literally the moon and the light that you are embodying now. Bring that back through your portal door. And when you feel complete, you may open your eyes. So beautiful, luminous beings of light. Wishing you all an amazing winter solstice. And wishing you all a fabulous new year, because I don't think that we'll all see each other until after the new year. And really just adding all the luminous light and mojo that there is to amplify all of your intentions that you're setting for this next year around the sun for all of us. So thank you for being here. Thank you for trusting me to hold you and lead you in a journey. I really deeply appreciate all of you. And it's always a pleasure to be with all of you in this space. And till we see you again in 2019.